This is Get Lit with Literature, and this is Monk. This week, a follow-up to last week about the system of domination and the original free nations, but specifically the system of domination, because I was thinking about recently I heard the word spectrum used when describing someone. Someone was saying, oh, he's on the spectrum. And I sort of knew what that meant, so I had to look it up. And I'm not going to go into that in depth, but what it says online, on the spectrum, usually refers to the specific set of behavioral and developmental problems and the challenges associated with autism spectrum disorder. A diagnosis of ASD means that your child's communication, social, and play skills are affected in some way. To add to the confusion, experts use different names to describe ASD. These include pervasive development disorder, PDD, pervasive development disorder not otherwise specified, PDD-NOS, Asperger syndrome, high functioning autism. All of these names fall under the term ASD. We use the term autism, autism spectrum disorder, or on the spectrum. It is an umbrella term for development disorders previously diagnosed separately as Asperger syndrome, childhood disintegrative disorder, Rett syndrome, pervasive development disorder, and others. So I could do a whole rant on all the language there, but that's not the point, except that what the heck is childhood disintegrative disorder? These terms are quite disturbing, I find. They give me like AD, acronym disorder or something like that. But anyway, further to the point is that the on the spectrum reminded me of the word spectrum. And so I want to highlight that in this edition of Get Lit with Literature, which in what I'm about to say, when I first read of this many years ago, kind of fits the category of not get lit with literature is, you know, to be excited, inspired about literature. But sometimes it's holy shit with literature. Like, I can't believe what I just read. And this one fits the bill. This is from Wikipedia. So this is no conspiracy theory. This is no deep state paranoia. This is actual policy. Some people will be familiar with this, some won't. Full spectrum dominance, also known as full spectrum superiority, is a military entity's achievement of control over all dimensions of the battle space, effectively possessing an overwhelming diversity of resources in such areas as terrestrial, aerial, maritime, subterranean, extraterrestrial, psychological, and bio or cyber technological warfare. Full spectrum dominance includes the physical battle space, air, surface, and subsurface, as well as the electromagnetic spectrum and information space. In other words, the internet, every gadget. Control implies that freedom of opposition force assets to exploit the battle space is wholly constrained. As early as April 2001, the United States Department of Defense defined full spectrum superiority, FSS, not to be confused with ASD, the cumulative effect of dominance in the air, land, maritime, and space domains and information environment, which includes cyberspace, that permits the conduct of joint operations without effective opposition or prohibitive interference. Now, those are loaded there, without effective opposition or prohibitive interference. The doctrine of full spectrum operations replaced the prior one, which is known as airland battle. That's one word, with airland battle. Airland with a capital A and capital L. Airland battle had been taught in one form or another since 1982. The United States military's doctrine espoused. There you have. Okay, they have further connections here with the I connect the dots here with the system of domination going back to the papal bulls and the doctrine of discovery, Christian discovery and domination. The United States' military's doctrine espoused a strategic intent to be capable of achieving FSS state in a conflict either alone or with allies. By defeating any adversary and controlling any situation across the range of military operations. The stated intent implies significant investment in a range of capabilities, dominant maneuver, precision engagement, focused logistics, and full dimensional protection. Full spectrum dominance is used in a number of non-military fields to describe a comprehensive tactical effort to support a strategy. In marketing, full spectrum dominance may refer to an integrated campaign that takes into account reaching an audience across a wide variety of platforms and media to guarantee, check that out, to guarantee visibility and reinforcement. That's a loaded word there. How do you guarantee visibility and reinforcement? That might include simultaneous integration of online promotions with direct marketing, public relations, social media, and other tactical marketing vehicles. So that's the full spectrum dominance there. And there, that's like I had mentioned in a recent show about President Obama winning the advertising agency, his political campaign winning the advertising agency award of the year or whatever. That there you have this overlap of military and tactical battle, air land battle, and in the same phrase. That includes online promotions with direct marketing, public relations, social media, and other tactical marketing vehicles. Now that's the thing with the language. When I read this stuff, it's like the language is just tactical marketing vehicles. Now is that a car? Is that a car advertisement? Who knows what these things mean? Okay, but that gives to me, it's a direct connected dots from this, whether direct, how literally direct, I don't know. But the psychology and the framework is of the system of domination to subjugate people and to control people. And quite unnervingly, it's flat out there, full spectrum, land, air, water, cyberspace, biological. A lot of the new things happening now are literally like to control, there's efforts to control DNA. So it's like in the the microplastics in various blood streams now that they report for, seems like probably, most people, if not everyone, who knows, but this is from the bloodstream into the rivers, is this stuff is happening. So it takes a lot of energy and one to have one's guard up to protect oneself in this world where, inner and outer and full spectrum dominance kind of psychology is in effect, and what it takes to get around that. And this also reminded me the spectrum on the spectrum of, and the references to children. Another one of my all-time favorite books, which I recommend to anybody and to any parent, by Tobin, T-O-B-I-N, Hart, H-A-R-T, Ph.D. The book is Secrets, The Secret Spiritual World of Children. And that, just to give a brief example, that book... things that get labeled autism and whatever the disorders are and all the acronyms, I don't know, the full psychological actualities of those. But for example, a student in a school in that book was mentioned that she was doing poorly in school. This was probably elementary school. She was doing poorly in school, and it turned out that she was empathetic. She was an empath, and now the teacher was going through personal relationship problems. So the little girl was picking up on the teacher's emotions, and was her scores or whatever in school were poor because she was having trouble concentrating. So if you're inside the box, she would get labeled whatever disorder, concentration disorder. But if you're outside the box, you would realize that the spiritual levels that pick up on energies and stuff, that was affecting her studies. So that's one example. Another example in the book, if I remember correctly, was, you know, little kids, they can see like auras and angelic presences. So some little kid was staring out the window, who knows what, looking at, you know, who knows what they were seeing. But again, the concentration wasn't there, so they falter in the school system. So that's another angle on all the labels and the disorders without meaning to disrespect genuine concerns. And wrapping it up, I looked up the word spectrum, which is quite interesting. The etymology, it mentions in the 1600s, apparition, phantom, specter. That would speak to the sort of, you know, on the spectrum, the kind of negative side of that word. From the Latin spectrum, plural spectra, an appearance, image, apparition, specter. From specere or specere, to look at, view. From the root spec, S-P-E-K, to observe. So there's your generic, open-ended, open, neither bad nor good, just observe. Not to try to dominate. Not to be spooked, but just to be open-minded. Observe. That's what most meditation or spiritual traditions teach, and what Sherlock Holmes is about, just to observe what's going on. And that is the answer to a lot of questions. Also, other words relating to spectrum, respect is to look, to see again, and spectacle. Spectacle is kind of, you know, to be overwhelmed by what's seen, and respect is to, you know, respect is to look back and say, oh yeah, I know you, I respect you for what you've done, and I respect you now, I observe you now, however you interpret that. But spectrum, I would rewrite this whole spectrum thing as, you know, just to look at and to view and to observe and to discern what the heck is going on. Is that real? Is that a specter? Is that an apparition? If it is an apparition, is it a spirit, like the secret spiritual world of children? Not necessarily a negative spooky thing, but it could be there to guide somebody. So there's the positive sides of that. And then the other bit, the meaning, visible band showing the successive colors formed from a beam of light passed through a prism, is recorded from 1670s. The word was extended to the entire range of radiation wavelengths, including visible light, by 1888. The figurative sense of entire range of anything is from 1936. So anyway, the that whole thing, poetically, I go into the spectrum, and you know, you look out, you see colors, you see beams of light, you see spirit phantoms and apparitions and appearances and images, and you observe and you look, but you keep an open mind and you see the lights. You see the whole color spectrum. That is the, you know, why do people do recreational drugs sometimes? So they can see some colors and stuff. So without having to do the drugs, you can see the colors if you tune in to the spectrum, and much as you can unhook yourself from the full spectrum dominance and full spectrum superiority. So that's a ahem look, little pun on the title because of spectrum meaning to look, a ahem look at the word spectrum. And that's, I would say that's a daily practice to where am I on the spectrum today? Am I in the groove, feeling good? Am I starting to get agitated? And you know, the next person that cuts me off in traffic, I'm gonna lose it. I think that's something that we all can do is tune into where we are on the spectrum every day and help that guide us instead of being falsely guided by some outside, you know, dominance. So keep your light shining and be well. Thanks for listening.